Hello, welcome to podcast number 2 on Brendan Hawthorne's network. I'm with Stephen C. Davis, who's a bit of a publisher, he's a writer, he's all sorts. And when I say a bit, I mean it's a huge bit. So I'm going to let him talk about what he's up to, what he's doing, and who it involves. So welcome, Steve, how are you doing?
Welcome and thank you. Yes, I run Tenebris Texts, and we have published, I think it's now 35 or maybe even 36 books, 10 books so far this year, and we work with about a dozen authors across the West Midlands and actually the world, and we put on not just books and book launches, but we're also moving to more performance and theatrical space for things.
So a lot of the work that's coming through at the moment is very much what I would probably say is on the margins of literature.
Yes, the outskirts, where independent and alternative. A lot of what we publish, quite randomly, without any clear intention, is kind of mythological based. A lot of what we do is either speculative, alternative, or dark stuff. We don't tend to touch kind of light and fluffy. There's enough other publishers for that. But we specialise in the alternative and the not necessarily edgy, but tales that will go where they need to go, wherever that might be, without being reined in or cut down in any way.
I'm assuming from this, from what you're saying, is that identity for the publishing house is of vital importance to you.
It is, yes. We are, and we love being, darkly inclined. So whether it's poetry or prose, there's got to be something that attracts to that kind of thing, that sits within that sort of area. Whether it's like a long-running series that crosses worlds and times, but actually has a lot of kind of dark undercurrents to it, or whether it's a poetry collection that's, I mean, places bright and breezy, but actually when you start listening properly, it's a lot darker and personal. That is who we are and what we do.
Do you have a set format for your books, as in, is there a shelf identity? We've spoken a little bit about the identity of authors. Do you have a shelf identity, or is this something that is organic in its concept?
It's kind of organic. I don't believe in asserting any control over the way something is presented. If someone has written a piece of work and they're confident and talented enough that they're happy with what they've done in terms of presentation or font or whatever it might be, then that's how we will present it. There is no, oh, it must be Times New Roman 12 or anything to be submitted. No, submit it how you are happy with it. And if you're one of the Tenebris authors, then we will work with you on that, just to polish the little bits and not knock off any raw edges.
So originality is
paramount.
Paramount. Yes.
There's got to be a spark of something interesting that appeals to us. I mean, when I write because I want to know the ending. I want to know what happens. And when I'm reading other people's work, if I can figure out what's happening from early on, then I'm not interested. There has to be more to it. And I'm quite happy for the author to go in whatever direction or in whatever style works for them and the story they're telling.
How many authors do you have at the moment?
We've got somewhere between 12 and 20, maybe 6 or 7 are kind of actively working on stuff. Others have contributed to anthologies or might be working on something to submit to us at the moment. We're a great believer in kind of bringing suitable people on board and getting them used to the company and the people, to see how other members of Tenebris can support them and how they can support other people within the publishing company.
So in many ways, what you're actually growing is a family, isn't it? It's a connectivity between your authors rather than them being a random collection of authors.
Definitely. We're, I would say, probably at least as interested in people as people and fitting in with the community than what they've written. We are a proud supporter of LGBT, and that underpins everything. But we also support Roma rights and a lot of other things that we could do nothing, we could not support them, but we have to stand up for people in the community. And the more people we bring in, the more support we can show, the more we can support them, the more we can extend where we might reach and who we might be able to attract the notice of.
So apart from quality and almost subject matter, if you want to parcel it up in a very broad term, really what you're saying is that your organisation is all-inclusive. There's very little in the way of agenda. It is, if it's good enough and in the right subject and written well enough and so forth, then that's something you'd be interested in.
Yes, we've got no issues around what your race or religious beliefs are, how old you are, none of that. The paramount thing is, do you as a person fit in with our people and our philosophy? And is the story you've written compatible and in the same kind of remit or area as our existing stuff?
What's your output been like over the last couple of years?
I think last year we released 7 books and 5 Kindle, and this year we're in July, not even the end of it, and we've released 10 books so far, and these are all bar one paperback, one hardback, which was a Tenebrosian and collection of ekphrastic poetry. And the style and the format and the kind of genre, they're all quite different, but they're all still in that speculative, alternative and or dark kind of field.
Now, let's just explain the term ekphrasticity for people who may not be aware of what it is. Can you give us some insight into that?
Ekphrastic poetry is poetry that's been inspired by a piece of art. So one of the books we released earlier in the year, A Tenebrosian Ekphrasticity, had the artwork of 3 artists, Almond, Jason Forward, and myself, Stephen C. Davis. And it had the poems of Brendan Hawthorne and Ian Henry. And together it's quite actually a deep and personal and emotional journey. And it's a nice little book. It's a small kind of coffee table volume, but it's hardback and it just looks so lush.
And it's a very interesting cover, isn't it? I think we need to explain a little bit of the detail behind the cover.
When I was creating it, I decided that I wanted it kind of as a double A side sort of thing. So on one side, you've got a nice picture by Almond, which is something to do with fuel poverty. And there's a person basically on fire. But on the other side, there's also the front cover. There's a picture by Jason Fallwood, which is also in a vibrant red and yellow kind of thing. It's like, these are eye-catching. These are kind of the artist's statement of intent sort of thing.
What's the general feedback been like regarding the books that you've been pushing out at the moment?
People love them. We've started branding some of them now with written by humans for humans. But they're alternative, they're quirky, they're powerful, they're well written. There's such a variety. I mean, we seem to be producing, which is quite wonderful, a lot of mythological stuff. But we're also doing poetry and we're doing kind of maybe not quite standard, but more science fiction-y stuff. And we're doing kind of rewritten epic Norse poems, rewritten, a whole range of things.
And if people want to find out a little bit more about Tenebrous Text and a bit more information on some of the live events, because obviously you're going to be promoting some live events shortly, how would they get in touch with you?
We have social media. We're on Bandcamp, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, And talking of events, we've actually got one coming up on the 6th of September, which is being held at Wensbury Library. And what we're doing there from 11 to 3:30, we've taken over one of the rooms upstairs, and we're putting on a couple of theatrical performances and three musical slots. And there's a couple of storytelling slots. And some of our artists will be there talking about and hopefully selling some of their work. And we've got some 5-10 minute kind of open mic slots from some of our authors. Basically a huge range of things just going, we are Tenebris, this is what we can do. And it's all free to attend. We just hope if you come along that you might be inspired enough to buy a book or engage with us and see what we can offer.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Stephen. I have to say that from seeing the output from this organisation, you really need to start looking at buying some books from this wonderful little publishing house, and may grow year on year and become a major influence in our literary canon. So thank you very much, Stephen, for that. And that's the end of this podcast.
Thank you, Brendan.